All right, we've been looking at Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs chapter 31. We're looking at the Proverbs 31 lady. We started last week with that. As we've been looking at Proverbs, you'll see the verses there. Those are the key verses of Proverbs. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and that's the most important thing we can have in our lives. We've spent many weeks on that. When we look at the Proverbs 31 lady, we're noticing how society is blurring the lines between a man and a woman. Fact of the matter is, now in society, you can't even declare if you're a man or a woman. Someone sent me a little thing, Pinterest. Okay, I don't know if you're on Pinterest, whatever. That when you sign up, it's like man, woman, and it's even worse than other. It's like this, that, and the other. Can I just tell you something? You're either a man or a woman. It's not that difficult. Say, well, I'm confused. Ask your mommy. She'll tell you all about it, all right? It's ridiculous. But anyhow, we looked last week, just by way of introduction again, we talked about men and women are different. God has a role for each and every one of us. And it's very important. And I think that the role of a woman is uplifted in the Bible. It's not demeaning. I remember Courtney Sin's home church when I was on vacation up in Washington. We go there occasionally. And their old pastor, the guy that started it, Dallas Dobson, he was an old school guy. And we were in the service. And he said, the most beautiful of all of God's creation is a woman. Now, before you ladies get a big head, he said number two is a Harley Davidson, okay? So I don't know where you fit on that list, but I kind of like the Harley Davidson myself. But it's an exalted. Like anything else, the goal of every woman should be, and every man, to be honest with you, should be godly. Now, when we go through these points, this is not a lesson, lady slamming or whatever. It's like anything we teach in Proverbs. If we're talking about wisdom, it's not slamming us that we don't have wisdom. That's not the point. The point is just to look at some of the principles God throws out there about what it means to be a right, godly Proverbs 31 lady, just like the principles in Proverbs teach us how to be wise individuals. Good to see you, Mike and Ara. Thanks for being with us. How long have you been married now? It's what, 5 months? And you're still 4 months and you're still smiling. Good, good. Come back in a year and we'll see how that's working for you. But good to have you with us tonight. So we're just trying to encourage you, okay? And by the way, none of you are going to have all these characteristics down, like we don't have all the characteristics down in the Bible. But it's something we should work on. It's something we should go for. And by the way, guys, you don't go home and tell your wife, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be like. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible about you, cowboy, all right? Like I said last week, the reason God didn't write his chapter specific to the godly man is because he knows we're a waste of time, all right? So he's dealing with the women. Like the guy who told his wife, he said, listen, Sarah called Abraham Lord. Why don't you act like Sarah? And she goes, I will as soon as you act like Abraham. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, now, just by way of review, I'll just mention them. I'm not going to go through them. We went through them last week. We said the chapter 31 lady is self-motivated to work and not lazy. Number two, the chapter 31 lady helps those in need and doesn't neglect ministry involvement. Number three, the chapter 31 lady is industrious and can contribute to the family. And number four, the chapter 31 lady looks after her home and her household. Let's go through a few more tonight. Number five, and it kind of went with what we talked about last week about ministry, but the chapter 31 lady is willing to meet needs to the sacrifice of herself. Proverbs 31:15. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens, not just her household, but others that she has helping her there. That's a chapter 31 lady. We said earlier, virtuous woman lives for others, willing to make sacrifices. By the way, there are sacrifices. Now, all of us need to make sacrifices in some way if we're part of a family. But ladies, it takes sacrifice. If you have a family, there's a lot of sacrifice. I remember for everybody, I remember when we have our young children, you know, listen, about 2 o'clock in the morning, they wake up. And sometimes they wake up in the middle of the night and they got a fever, they're sick, and they cry, and they keep you away. I remember many nights I sacrifice. I'd leave the baby with my wife and go sleep on the couch. That's a sacrifice. And so it's not just her sacrificing, it's me too. But, okay, that's not going over very well. My wife's in the nursery, I think. I can be really tough tonight. But it takes sacrifice. Just takes to help other people, sometimes you got to sacrifice a little of yourself. We live in a time where people don't want to do that. Fact of the matter is, we're even spouses and children are seen as a hindrance to ladies' joy sometimes. And sometimes men too. The same thing. You know, I had these children. I got married at a young age, and this took away from me, and I didn't get me time, and blah, 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 blah. Listen, that's selfishness. That's selfishness. And by the way, joy is not found in that. Joy is found in fulfilling your God-given responsibility, not trying to make everything about you. It used to be, and men are deplorable if they do this, men would abandon their families. They would, leave their wife, and the wife has the kids, and dad hardly spends any of the time and just leaves it to mom. I hope we're okay out there. You guys are having church out there, right? All right, just checking. And the husband was deadbeat dad. It's sad now that ladies are catching up. I mean, it used to be that men were knuckleheads, but you could count on a lady to care about the children and take care of the family. And by the way, guys, you shouldn't be a deadbeat father either. I just heard that, man, I'm so glad he didn't stay with the Lakers. What's his name? Dwight Howard. He has 8 children from 8 different ladies. He sounds responsible. That's just crazy. But we live in a time when family and responsibilities like that is seen as a hindrance to life. Probably last year or so, I read an article in church. I think it was in Time Magazine or Newsweek. And they were featuring these couples, and they gave them a name, and I forget what the name is, that choose not to have children because it interferes with their life. And the article was favorable. And they're interviewing all these couples, and it's like, well, if we want to get up this weekend and we want to go to New York City and do our own thing, we're not hindered by a baby. That's selfishness. It's just what kind of life is that? That's not what God created us for. That's how we are. But we're like that. And if you've done this, I'm not getting on you because I'm not thinking anybody in here, but someone in our daycare did this. It's like parents now will go to Disneyland by themselves with their friends. First of all, I can't afford to go to Disneyland. I was adding it up. If our whole family went to Disneyland, and I'm not against Disneyland, if my whole family went to Disneyland, and including the married ones, Joseph, it would cost me about $1,800. What happens when you have a big family? Now, if we can scale a wall and get in, I'm all for it. Okay, it's like, man, but listen, my wife and I wouldn't think of going there without, if I'm going to go, that's for my children. Okay, that's for my family. Now, I do things with my wife and go, but it's like we have this thing now where everybody wants to drop their kids off and run and go do their own thing, and they're doing something that's geared towards children. It's like the only reason, if I'm going to go see Shamu, I'd like to catch that thing, But if I like to see Shamu, I'll take my kids with me. That's what that's for. All right, that didn't go over very well. But that's the point. The point is, listen, it's not about us. This lady was getting up late, and she was doing this because her family needed her. There were those that needed, and she put herself second. And I'm not saying run yourself into the ground. You understand that. But the thing is, let's not be selfish. Family's not about what about me. I love my family. There's many of them. But it's like, sometimes people, oh, yeah, our kids are all out of the house. Man, I'll be like 100 when that happens. It's like, oh, yeah, we're home together and doing all this stuff. Probably twice in the last year I've been home by myself. I just kind of walk around and run into the walls and like, what am I doing here? It was about 4 months ago, I'm at home, and I came out of the room, and my wife's sitting on the couch, and it's like, where is everybody? Because either our kids are home that live at home, or the married ones are here visiting, which I love that. But it was weird. It's like, I went and sat next to her on the couch, and I'm like, there's no one here. It's just me and you. I'm like, what do we do? So we did what everybody would do if they're alone. We both got our phones out and started looking at our phones and texting people. But that's unusual. Listen. We like that, and we go away. We went away Monday for our anniversary and all that stuff. We do all that stuff. But we like being with our family. We like doing things for them. And that's just, we're not there anymore. Number six, let's move on. The chapter 31 lady is a strong woman. She's strong. I don't mean she's a weightlifter, all right? Okay, if your wife can beat you in arm wrestling, you need to hit the gym, cowboy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she might beat you once or twice, but you better hit the weights. And by the way, lifting a fork to your mouth, that's not lifting weights, all right? Sorry about that. Strong lady. Proverbs 31, she girdeth her loins with strength and stretcheth her arms. I guess she's getting ready for arm wrestling there. Proverbs 31:25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Now look, I don't mean when your husband comes home, you don't look at him and say, you know, come on. I'm not talking about being that. I'm just talking about you can be strong. You can be feminine and a lady and still be strong. Okay? By the way, and I know ladies, you're more emotional. Now I don't get that. My wife, that's not her bent. She's naturally not more emotional. I'm very good with that. That works for me really well. All right. But some, you know, you fall apart at the, you know, the kid falls and scrapes their knee. Oh, I'll call an ambulance. This kid's not. It's a scraped knee. They'll survive. They really will. And oh, my little bunny Fufu, something happened. And blah blah blah. Your bunny Fufu needed something to happen. Okay. But we're not strong anymore. We fall apart. By the way, if you're going to be successful in a family, if you're going to be successful with children, you need to be strong. You really do. It's not for sissies. By the way, sometimes, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, sometimes if a lady is a stay-at-home mom, and I know not everybody can, especially where we live, I get that. If you work, that's not what, we're not getting on you for that. But sometimes if a lady is able to and chooses to be a stay-at-home mother, it's like, oh, you know, she's weak. She can't do anything else. Really? Really? You try that. Okay? Yeah, I love my grandchildren, but you leave me alone with them for 2 hours, they're going in the closet. Okay? There's tape, and you know, I told you, we play hide-and-seek sometimes when they get really irritating. Let's play hide-and-seek. They go hide. I don't seek. Okay? I say, go to the room and hide really well. Then I go do something else until they realize, hey, he's not looking for me. But it's not easy. Women, be strong. By the way, men, you need to be strong too. Spiritually speaking, okay? You really need to be strong spiritually for your family. By the way, and sadly, we'll jump off of the women for a minute. Let's jump on the men. Sadly, why is it women are usually more spiritual than the men? That is sad. Hey, guy. Now, by the way, ladies, if your husband isn't, you ought to respect him and do the things you could so you encourage him. Okay? If he takes any, look, if I had a husband that wasn't coming to church, I hope I don't have a husband, period. But if I was a lady, I had a husband that didn't come to church, man, the first time he came to church, I would buy him dinner, I would do anything I could for him to like, wow, that was great. Don't tear him down. Okay? But men, you need to be spiritual. I'm sorry. It's a sad statement. But ladies, you need to be strong spiritually. You need to be strong physically. Now don't do push-ups and do weights. Now, if you can exercise, that's good. And I don't talk about what I mean by that is this. Do the best. All of us should do the best we can. You know, a lot of physical ailments sometimes are self-inflicted. Now, DNA is DNA, right? I mean, you can eat tree bark and you can do all that stuff and you get cancer because you're just genetically that's who you are. Okay, and by the way, you know, you can stay away from pizza and all that stuff and eat well, juice like my wife makes me drink, and do all that stuff and you die in a plane wreck. You should have had pizza, all right? But I'm just saying, do the best we can with ourselves. Let's not self-inflict it. Let's, you know, get to bed now she was up at night, and I think early and somewhere else in chapter 31 it says she was up early, but you can't live like that. Always going to bed really late. Some of you ladies, and let me say this kindly, you sometimes maybe your husband comes home and you're, what's the nice word? The broom isn't being used for sweeping. It may not be that you are the type of individual that would need to fly on a broom. I won't say it. Could just be you need some rest, right? Look, when I'm tired sometimes, never happens, but if I'm tired sometimes. Sometimes I'm a little snippy. Okay? It's like, hey, what, you know, everything's bad. What's wrong with you kids? Why, honey, why do we have all these kids anyhow? What's that all about? It's like, you need to go to bed, all right? Just calm down and go take a nap. I'm like, hey, I'm in on that. But take care of yourselves. Emotionally be strong. Don't always fall apart. Now, yes, some of you, now again, my wife's a little different than most ladies, but maybe it's okay. You're emotional. Husband, if your wife is emotional, you need to let her be emotional. By the way, sometimes when wives speak, don't listen to what they say. Listen to what they're feeling. Okay? You know, someone has said a wife will say, I love you and I hate you in the same sentence, and she meant it both times. She didn't really hate you, but her emotions are, so listen to the emotions. Hey, there's something going on here I need to help with. Maybe you just need to take the kids out or something. If your wife cries, praise the Lord, my wife's not a crier, but if she does, hug her. Okay? Don't say, what is that? Okay? Dry that fountain up. But ladies, if every little thing you fall apart, strong. Be strong with your responsibilities. We're not anymore. And I mention it, and I see it all the time. And you know, and church, it's like you can't even run a three-year-old anymore. You know, I want to leave. Can we leave? I would never ask a three-year-old that. I'm not at. Is it okay if we leave? Get in that car now. And ladies, don't you have a look? The strongest lady I ever met, other than my mom was strong, is my grandmother. But my dad left. My mom and dad split up, so my mom raised us. She had to work for 3 years. She had to work second shift. So I had to go to school, and then after school, my mom worked second shift. So we were with my grandparents Monday through Friday. Now, my mom would be there in her hours and see us and just what we had to do. And so I remember I went to first grade, and I went to class that first day, and I didn't want to be there. And I started crying. The teacher's like, calm down, kid. Everything's all right, blah, blah, blah. And it was right over here, Dominguez. I think it's Dominguez Elementary School in Santa Fe. And I wouldn't shut up. So finally, the principal came and got me, and they called my grandmother. We live four blocks away. Grandmother, tough lady, very loving, very kind, did not talk a lot. She walked over there and picked me up. I'll take care of it. We walked home. She didn't say a word. I thought, this worked good. We got home. She said, go to bed. That's like 8:30. I'm like, what? Go to bed. Like, by the way, that was back in the days before we didn't have televisions in the room. There was no internet. There was nothing. She goes, get in bed. I thought, well, I'm a little tired. That's no big deal. I was in bed from 8:30 that morning until I got up for school the next day. I was in bed. Lights out, covers over, not moving, nothing. Use the bathroom, go right back. Well, I went to school the second day. I started crying again. I just didn't want to be there. They call grandmother. She comes. We go home. I'm like, well, maybe this time I go home. She's like, go to bed. No argument, no debate. She didn't say it twice. I went to bed. I stayed in bed until the next morning again. Got up. I went to school. I got to school, and I was going to start crying, and I thought, that's a bad idea. That's a real bad idea. Guess what? I wanted to learn really, really bad. But my grandmother didn't put up with it. Okay? Just not mean, not overbearing, but she was just right on it. Ladies, we need to be strong. Don't let your kids push you around. Okay? You got to be strong. Number 7, the chapter 31 lady makes the effort to be prepared. Proverbs 31:18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Candle's out, there's no electricity, it's nighttime, it's getting ready to bed, but she's not going out by night. There's stuff she needs to do. Proverbs 31:21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, if it snows and gets cold, you know, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She, if it was snowing and she wasn't concerned because she made sure, by the way, they didn't just do like, you know, we do, didn't run down to Kohl's and get the newest jacket because weather's coming. They mostly had to barter or make their stuff. We saw earlier that she was very industrious. But she made sure, look, if a storm is coming, weather, everybody's going to be taken care of. And that takes preparation. That takes care. It takes extra effort. If it means staying up late, it means staying up late. Stuff is contrary, she's ready. You know, the little phrase that you see is, mom has everything you could ever need. Isn't that just a mother? I mean, they have everything you can need, right? Mom just makes sure, look, you're sick, you got that, you need this, you need that, you do this. Just everything's on target. You know, running a household is a pretty daunting task. And as I said last week, you know, listen, if in your family, your wife has to work, husband should pitch in. But by the way, if you have children, they ought to help too. Yeah. You know, guys, you come home and you've worked all day. Your wife was at work and she drove home. She fought traffic. She did all that stuff. And you're going to sit down and say, where's dinner? Okay. You ought to do something to help. Make the kids do something. You know, don't always dump on her. Look, there's a lot that needs. Organizing a home is almost like a small business. Now, if you only have one child or something, it's probably a little easier, but I mean, the more you have, the harder it is also, isn't it? You got to do, you know, the laundry doesn't automatically wash itself. Look, guys, you know, when you open the drawer, it's not like, you know, whatever you use, stuff from the bottom just pops up and replaces it, okay? That stuff's got to be cleaned. There are chores to be done. And I don't know about you, it's like a constant fight. At our house, I don't know about you, man, you clean the house, it's like you come home, it's clean. Everybody hangs out for a while. It's like, what happened? Okay? It's called life happened. That's what happens. There's bills you got to take care of. You're doing the finances, groceries to buy, clothes that need to be prepared for the next day. Now, some of you, I can see by the way you look, you didn't prepare them. Amen? You got a roadmap that'll get you from here to Australia. You know, there's activities that you're involved in or the children are involved in. You have church. By the way, the dishes don't wash themselves. Even if you put in a dishwasher, you have to rinse them off before you put them in the dishwasher. You almost got to clean them before you put them in the dishwasher for it to be effective, don't you? Then you got to pull them out and put them away. It's just, there's errands to be run. By the way, for mothers, children get sick. That's a pretty pressure-filled one, too. Meal planning, okay? Taco Bell tonight or McDonald's, okay? By the way, McDonald's isn't food. I don't know if you got that. And then children's homework. It's a lot to do. I get tired just thinking about it. I ain't doing any of it. It takes a lot of effort and teamwork, but you know what? That takes planning, okay? You ought to go home. If your house is semi-clean, you ought to go home and look at your wife and say, I thank God for you. Amen. That's not easy, okay? I'm telling you, it's not easy. There's a lot involved, but it takes preparation to get it done. Make sure the children get involved, by the way. By the way, it's a blessing when children get older, amen? You know, our kids, as the girls started getting older, they started doing the cooking. I think Jessica first, and then Allison hopped in there, and then Hannah does some of it. Emily, she makes cereal. She's really good at that, you know. It's just, look, everybody can pitch in and get involved in what's going on. By the way, you know, all of our children, they all get excited when they get their license. You know, I got my license, I can drive. I don't get excited. Why? Because I tried training Jessica to drive. She got two lessons. I'm like, I'm done. I don't have the faith to get through this. I'm not taking you out anymore. You know, I'm like, you might need to rent somebody to take you. I ain't doing it. Allison, I took her to Cal State Long Beach parking lot. She got one lesson. I'm like, she's really done. Okay. Steven was all right. He used to drive the farm up and vacation. He was good. Hannah, she got nothing. So I ain't doing it. I am not getting in a car with you. That will never happen. And so they get their license. Like, I can drive now. And it's like, the boys get done from a basketball game. It's midnight. Hey, Dad, can you pick us up from the church? Absolutely. We'll be there. All right. Who's going? Hannah, Jessica, or Allison? Okay. I'm not driving. You guys have licenses. Oh, we need something from the store. Now they're excited the first month. And then they realize that driver's license means slave, okay? That's how that works. Number eight. Let's do this one. We'll be done. Are you ready? Okay? And no jokes or anything. The chapter 31 lady keeps herself presentable. Presentable. It says, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She made clothes to the best of her ability. She was using pretty high quality stuff. She probably didn't look like she just got in off a construction site. Okay? You know, sometimes when our kids are, you know, the little, you get the babies, they've been running outside and they smell. I'm like, man, you smell like a yak. Okay, someone needs to baptize this kid. All right, let's take him to the bathtub. Let's give him a bath, and then they can sit on grandpa's lap and we'll all have a good time. Okay, but listen, ladies, if you smell like a yak, that's a problem. Yeah, it is. By the way, guys, you shouldn't smell like a yak either, all right? It's like, listen, you know what's funny? When we're courting each other, oh, man, every hair has to be in place. And by the way, for me, every one of my hairs is always in place. Now, I don't know where that place is. It's nowhere near me. But, you know, you always looked your best, and you had your best dress on, and you always looked so sharp. And then you get married, and when you're home, it's like it looks like you put a gummy sack on. It looks like you took four grocery bags and you taped them together. Okay? And by the way, that's, I'm not saying that's a cause of affairs, but what a guy does is sometimes he's at work and there's ladies that'll work there, and when they're at work, they're always looking their best. Now, he doesn't realize if he ever ran off with that lady, she would look like she was wearing plastic bags also. But it's like, how come, and don't compare, that's ridiculous. I'm not saying when you're around the house, you should always wear a three-piece suit, you know, but I'm saying we ought to look our best for each other. You ought to look the best you can. By the way, you don't need to look like you're ready for a ballroom dance, all right? None of that stuff. But I think there's a little bit of respect. I want to look nice for my spouse. By the way, what started the relationship, and we'll talk about the order next time, what started the relationship is when your husband had an attraction to you. Okay? This is not a business transaction. This is not what it is. Like, all right, she can cook and she can clean and all that stuff, and she's like this and blah, 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 blah. Hey, but she's still got to look good. Are you with me? Unless he's blind, if he's blind, you got it made in the shade. Honey, describe how you look today. Oh, I've got a ballroom dress on. You could be wearing, you know, sweats. Okay? But we there's it has to be that attraction there. Do the best you can. Work hard. Read the Song of Solomon. Not if you're under 18. Read the Song of Solomon. By the way, Joe, when you get to your Bible reading, let's skip that book, all right, until you're ready to get married. Just skip that one. But listen, read the Song of Solomon. She smelled nice. She looked nice. She wasn't a yak, okay? He said all these nice things about her. And I think we can just do our best to look. Now, let me just say this, ladies. I've got 3 minutes left. See if I can still be your friend after 3 minutes. You can look good without looking worldly or sensual. See, some of you don't know what good means. Look, at too low, too high, and too tight is not what your husband's looking for. And let me just backtrack for a second and say this. If that's how you guys want your wife to look, shame on you. You have so much perversion in your heart. You need more of that. That's your problem. And don't you put that on your spouse. And ladies, don't go ask your friend, how do I look? Look, a lady's not guys are motivated by sight. I'm a man. I'm not Caitlyn Jenner. I'm still a man. And so, look, you could have 100 ladies in a room, and there could be one whose clothes are a little tight, a little too low, or a little too high. And without me thinking about it, my eyes will naturally gravitate to that. Oh, there's something wrong with you. I have red blood. That's what's wrong with me. So, and by the way, man, why in the world would you want your wife showing herself to somebody else? If you want to see your wife, there's ways to do that, and we'll leave it at that. I don't want anybody else seeing my wife. That's why I said I do. That's my privilege, not anybody else's. And so, ladies, you can look sharp. Well, you know, I've heard it all. Oh, it's so hard to shop because of the world. I get it. I know it's harder to find them. But you can do it. Okay? It's about your husband. not showing yourself to the whole world. You know, how many fights have been started because some guy walking by, some guy's looking at a lady and the guy, hey, what are you looking at my girl for? Because she's advertising. And by the way, since we're here and I have one more minute and we're already not happy, just because it's summer doesn't mean it's okay. A bikini is not a bikini, it's colored underwear. You ladies wouldn't walk outside in your undergarments, but if you put polka dots on them or purple, it's okay. If we're close to fish, it's okay. Be very careful about that, ladies. You don't want to cause another man to have wrong thoughts, okay? And by the way, that's not you know, I just want to be hot for my husband. Then jump in a microwave. Did you know there's ways to do that are proper? All right? But listen, be very careful about that. Be very, very careful. You ought to dress for two things. Please the Lord and be presentable to your husband. And by the way, husbands, you know, if you want your wife to be presentable, maybe you shouldn't look like a yak either. Okay? And I'm not saying, you know, I don't go home and I'm in a three-piece suit. Hey, sweetheart, you know, get your high heels on and let's sit on the couch and take it easy. I ain't doing that. But I think you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and we're done with this, and this is really a principle of marriage, you were trying to reel each other in essence, when you were courting. You gotta still do that. You know? Well, we used to go out before we were married. Now we're married, we never go out. That's wrong. You ought to go out. You ought to still be pursuing each other, right? That'll make a good marriage. And that's what I'm talking about. So, you probably won't want to shake my hand tonight, but that's fine. I'm glad you're here. Let's pray.